so-called turnstile recidivism.
Recidivism, reduction, and reentry.
We're going to have a lower recidivism rate, so we need to measure recidivism.
Okay.
Recidivism. It's the rate at which former prisoners end up back behind bars. According to the Bureau of Justice Statistics, 60% of people released from California jails and prisons return within 3 years. Some organizations are tackling this problem by helping people transition from prison back to home life. But one former prisoner says it's a matter of encouraging inmates to change their values long before they're released. Reporter Karina Yaffe caught up with him to tell his story.
At the age of 49, Michael Santos is getting his first taste of college.
You see, it's a very big campus.
Understand there are some 30,000 students enrolled here.
We're at San Francisco State, walking through the main quad, and Santos, he's beaming like a kid.
I always come much earlier and just spend the day here to kind of soak up the university vibe that I missed when I was a teenager and in my early 20s.
Santos is not a student or a visitor. He's a lecturer in the Criminal Justice Department, a job he landed in September, just 2 weeks after his release from 26 years in prison. When he was younger, Santos ran a cocaine smuggling operation out of Miami, distributing to the rest of the country. He idealized Al Pacino's character in Scarface, the film about a tough-talking drug runner.
I actually heard this sound on the radio of advertising a movie called Scarface, and I heard the sound of the guy's voice. I said, boy, that sounds like my dad. He had the same accent. And it was Al Pacino, of course, pretending to be a Cuban. And I saw the movie and I said, whoa, that looks so cool. And that led me down the path to perdition.
He was caught. In 1987, Santos was convicted and sentenced to 45 years in prison without the possibility of parole.
I was 23 and I'd never been incarcerated before, had no idea, and I was sent to a high security penitentiary in Atlanta.
But when faced with spending most of his life in prison, Santos changed his attitude. He began reading, discovering Socrates and other philosophers. That set him on a new path.
It inspired me to think, what can I do? And I came across with this principled plan. I have to work towards educating myself. I have to work toward contributing to society. And I have to work toward building a support network. And if I could do that, then I could walk out of prison differently from the way that I walked in.
Santos's days became highly regimented. Up by 6, an hour or more at the gym, and on to a job in the library or the factory. He took his meals alone and volunteered at the hospital after hours in order to isolate himself from others. He also began pursuing his education, earning a bachelor's degree and later a master's in anthropology and politics. And he began writing, first the blog, then books about his life in prison. He criticized the number of inmates held in solitary confinement, and how little encouragement and hope they got.
In prison, there are two different messages that occur in every institution. From the staff members, prisoners are going to hear, you've got nothing coming. From other prisoners, they're going to hear, the only thing you need to survive in this environment is a ball of hate in your stomach and a knife. That message doesn't prepare anybody for success.
Santos was released from prison in August of 2012, his sentence reduced for good behavior. He spent a year on community supervision with a tracking device on his ankle and a curfew each night. During the day, he worked at a Petaluma lumber company. He met the owner while in prison. At night, he returned to a halfway house in San Francisco's Tenderloin. This August, he finally moved into his own home, a modest two-story in Petaluma, which he shares with his wife, Carol.
I'll have a little bit, yeah, thank you.
The couple attended the same high school and reconnected while Michael was in prison. They married in 2003, and Carol moved 22 times in order to live close to where Michael was being held. Santos pours himself a cup of coffee in the kitchen of his home. He's already run 15 miles this morning, part of the strict discipline he acquired in prison. Soon, Carol joins him at the breakfast table.
Want some water, honey?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
The mundane everyday is something Michael and Carol don't take for granted, because they never had it. For a decade, the two could see each other only in visitation rooms, with guards keeping a close eye on their every move.
You know, there were really hard times, because he was moved a lot, I moved a lot.
And there were struggles, you know, in the moment that felt really hard and that sometimes felt like, how are we going to get through this?
Carol says her husband taught her to set goals and then work toward them, a focus that helped them both during his long sentence. Since his release, Michael has been traveling the country giving talks to prisons, universities, and nonprofits, advocating the same ethic and attitude that transformed his life. He's also created a life skills program he calls the Straight A Guide. The video tutorial is aimed at getting inmates to think about ways they can give to society.
And the evidence will show that our program helps people in your care do away with criminal attitudes, change criminal lifestyles, avoid hanging out with criminal associates, and preparing themselves for a more successful, law-abiding life upon release.
The goal of the video is to reform the criminal justice system, not through new laws, but something far less tangible, by transforming the way prisoners view themselves.
But because I followed the same values-based program that I've spun into our Straight A Guide, I emerged on August the 13th, 2012, immediately ready to begin contributing as a law-abiding citizen.
Santos's message is resonating. His guide was recently purchased by the Santa Clara County Juvenile Hall, as well as the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office. He's also reaching future corrections officers, like the one sitting in on his class every week.
Hello, students of CJ 451. I'm sorry I'm late.
The class is called The Architecture of Imprisonment and includes first-person accounts by Santos, as well as guest speakers such as parole officers and probationers.
What I am talking about, of how this system is so vested in its policies and its procedures that it doesn't look at the human being, and it doesn't look at how an individual is trying to prepare for success.
In class, Santos often talks about long sentences that harden criminals. He also criticizes the rigid system of risk assessments, such as mandatory drug tests for probationers who have never had a problem with drugs. Things like that, he says, often force people to choose between skipping work in order to be in compliance or returning to prison.
So if I could make a case, I have a job waiting, I have a place to live, I have stability, it would seem that any probation office should say, this is a path to success. But that's not a message that's getting through to most people in the architecture of incarceration. All they're hearing is, this is the policy, it's not going to work.
For 26 years, Santos says he and his fellow inmates were told that they could do nothing to redeem themselves.
I've been that person that people said, you should never come back to society. And now I'm here and teaching at a university, and I believe anybody can have that outcome. And I think that we as a society would be far better off if we sowed that message of hope rather than perpetuated this system of failure.
With nearly 2.5 million people doing time in America's prisons, the potential audience for his message is huge. For Cross Currents, I'm Karina Yaffe.